Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
We're all over your money. I'm Michelle Martin. Good Monday morning. We speak with two founders today who have put together, you could call it Class Pass for Kids. Now, one founder is a 27-year-old radio host. So see if you can recognize her voice. And the other started out in ad tech and business development. They've come together, put their entrepreneurial hats on. Let's find out more about what they're trying to do for parents and kids in Singapore with the Hop app. It's a new, have you heard of it? It's already out there. A subscription-based mobile app that allows kids to explore the world of enrichment, everything from crafting to MMA, even food and cooking classes, all at the click of a button. So time to welcome Germaine Leonora Tan. First up, good morning, Germaine. How are you?
Good morning, Michelle. Wow, I'm not usually up this early because I'm up late at night.
Well, welcome back to the airways this time, talking about your app. Now, tell me a little bit about your co-founder who we are going to bring on air in a while. How did she get involved?
Yes, so actually me and Isley, we have been close family friends since we were young, and I think she's just absolutely brilliant and amazing, and she's got such a strong background in business development, and I had to bring her on for Hop App.
Yisli, your co-founder of Hop App. Could your app save our parents money?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think? We've got a lot of parent listeners and they're wondering, can your app save us money?
Most definitely. So, you know, we started Hop wanting to bridge both parents as well as partners all over Singapore. And yeah, we definitely want to make this really impactful and a life-changing thing.
All right. Yeah. Well, we are all about saving money. So, Germaine, tell me a little bit about what you spotted in the market in terms of a business plan. What was the gap that you were trying to bridge?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Michelle, a lot of people ask me, Germaine, you don't have kids. So why are you in this space, right? Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends who are parents. And when I speak with them, I think they encounter a lot of challenges when it comes to booking classes for their children. Some of them told me that they can't reach the school via email or call. They got to make a physical visit down there to ascertain, like, is this going to be appropriate for my child? Will they have a good time here? Is it reputable? And, you know, you can't really find reviews online. If you see testimonials on these schools' websites, of course they're going to be good testimonials, right? So mm-hmm. I think they needed some sort of, like, neutral aggregator in order for them to find out what's best for their child. So Hop App, it's the first mobile app in Singapore that allows kids aged 0 to 12 plus to actually explore all these different activities. And in fact, research has also proven that exposure to extracurricular activities can also increase their academic success. So it not only helps the parents find a good match for their child, it also helps the partners kind of open up their classes to a wider audience.
You know, I thought it was interesting. People may not know, Germaine, that besides being on radio, you actually also studied something to do with education and kids quite deeply, right?
Ah, yes. Actually, in my final year of university over at Nanyang Tech, I embarked in this project that brings computational thinking. And I was like, what? Computational thinking to children aged 4 to 6. So I was very involved in that. And that kind of sparked off, you know, my interest in early childhood education.
Absolutely fabulous. Fabulous. Now, listen, I know that there are three plans that Hop App offers that parents can choose from. A plan that it ranges from $99, $169, $359. So different plans, different credits, different amount of classes that you can access. Isli, tell me how you decided on the price points for the subscription.
Yeah, so we, you know, me and Germaine, we actually did a lot of extensive research. You know, we analyzed the different price of classes all over Singapore. And with that, you know, we came up with these three different plans and, you know, the starter, standard and family, which, you know, eventually we want to cater to different needs and priorities of families in Singapore. Mm. So, you know, looking at the starter plan, it could be parents with, you know, one or two kids who just want to explore one or two activities per month. And so this is a really great starting point for them. And as you know, you grow to a standard of family plan, it could be because you have a higher number of kids who actually want to explore both education as well as, you know, enrichment classes in Singapore. But for our family plan, we also allow, you know, not only the ability for you to share this plan with your close friends or your family members with their own kids. Mm-hmm. So you can actually share and split this plan across multiple children so that you guys can actually explore and your kids mm-hmm. could actually attend the classes together.
That's great. That's great. All right. Tell me a little bit about your research. You know, you talk to parents and you mentioned parents want to know, are the classes even open? Is this something that my kids will find, you know, enjoyable? Is it appropriate for them? So parents have more than just considerations of price, perhaps, when it comes to enrichment classes. Jermaine, when you talk to parents, what did they most want and how did you embed their priorities into what the app delivers?
Yes, absolutely. So for parents, right, I think any parent wants the best for their child. And when they look at these classes online, there's so many options in every single kind of category, right? You look at an arts and crafts class, you could go to 10 different schools, but which one is going to be the one that has an educator that best suits your child? So that's the kind of things that we looked at. I think for them, it was very challenging to locate credible reviews, and that makes it very hard to ascertain the reputation of these schools, right, and these individual educators. Another really huge thing for parents is organization of the schedule, because imagine you've got two or three kids going to a total of six different activity centers or six different schools. Mm-hmm. That's a full-time job in itself, you know, trying to manage that. So we make it very easy on Hop app for them to add everything to their mobile calendar, and it pops up a reminder before their class and, you know, the day before, the day of, to make sure that they don't miss out. Because as a parent, I can only imagine how taxing that must be.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a huge headache. In terms of your business model, Isley, can you tell me a little bit about where your profits come from? Is it mainly from the providers that you work with?
Absolutely. So, you know, when we first started this, you know, as much as we definitely want to be a profitable business that is able to scale and reach out to more people, we also understand that, you know, we want to be a really neutral aggregator, as Jermaine mentioned. So we want to be on both the sides of the parents as well as the partners. So on that note, you know, we don't believe in allowing the partners to have to pay. So listing classes is actually free on Hop. Mm-hmm. We believe that, you know, you should be rewarded only when parents actually convert and kids do come and attend your classes. So we want to be able to help partners to get their classes out and reach a wider audience so that they can actually fill all of these vacant spots in their classes at no additional running cost. So only when a student signs up and they successfully attend the class do we then take a standard commission from each successful conversion itself.
Okay. Jermaine, for entrepreneurs that are listening in, they're always keen to find out how the business model runs. So in terms of the profits that will keep your app sustainable, what are the revenue streams?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think right now it's pretty much, you know, self-funded. And as a startup, this is always something that we constantly have to look at, right? So we're looking at a couple of different avenues. We've got grants being offered by Enterprise Singapore. I think they do a very great job in supporting the startups here in Singapore. We're also always, you know, on the lookout for strategic partners and investors. We have a big vision, right? We don't just want to have this business in Singapore. I mean, if the business stabilizes in Singapore and things go well, there are plans to expand regionally. I think there's a lot of opportunity all around Southeast Asia. So we're always on the lookout for these strategic partners that can help us achieve this vision of bringing the business further, help more parents and help more partners all around the region as well.
Are you ready to take a loss as you grow your app for the first couple of years? Tell us about your business plan and where profits sit in. When do you expect to be profitable?
Of course, this is Money FM. I already expected this question to come. Definitely a lot of people in the space as well, in the edutech space that I've spoken to, mentors and people who've gone through similar situations, they all tell me, you know what, Jermaine, you can't expect to be profitable in the first, second, or even the third year. In the third year, if you break even, you're lucky, right? Mm-hmm. So I think this is the reality of running a startup. Personally, after being in it, I think being an entrepreneur is so tough because anything that happens in the business, anything money-wise, it's all your problem because you are the entrepreneur. You started it. So I think that in the next few years, we have to be able to manage, you know, profits and also different revenue streams in order to keep it going and gain that momentum and come to a place where we can actually break even and start being profitable.
All right, girls, tell me a little bit in terms of ladies, in terms of financing. Isli, what would you say has been key to getting your business going?
Yeah, so I think, you know, what has definitely been key in kickstarting all of this is making sure that our partnership is really good. We have a really foolproof plan. So I think that, you know, when they say if you plan to fail, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I think that's really, really true in this case. Me and Jermaine came together every week and multiple times, you know, just to make sure that before we launched everything was actually foolproof. So I think planning was really, really crucial in this case.
Planning, all right. Jermaine, I remember when I first met you over at MediaCorp, you were sharing that you were going to take listeners out for sort of a fun ride. And at the time, you were driving a supercar. I can't remember whether it was a Lamborghini or Ferrari, but you were going to take them out, right, in your supercar. And I remember asking people, why on earth is she working in radio? Because I'd see you working so hard. And I'm thinking, if I were driving a Lamborghini or Ferrari, I wouldn't be working in this place. But you always struck me as a really hard worker. But we also know that, you know, you do come from a privileged background. So in terms of financing, was Bank of Mom or Bank of Dad involved in this in any way?
Well, Michelle, thank you very much for the kind words. I mean, same to you as well. That's where we met and I saw how hard you worked as well. And, you know, to me, growing up in a background like that, one thing that I've always learned is I cannot take that for granted, right? I'm not able to just stick to the status quo and I always have to try and give back and do things that I guess are part of my own. So this project, this Hop App, this business, it's actually been self-funded so far. And that's why we are looking at other revenue streams, like we mentioned earlier, be it grants, be it investors. I always think it's good to step out on your own and do something that you can call your own. And even though, yes, coming from a background like that, you have been afforded opportunities that you can't discount, right? But yeah, I will just do my best and bring this business into a space where, yeah.
So it's self-funded. Oh my gosh, are you paying yourself for the first couple of, I don't know, years?
No, which founder pays themselves? I think if you ask out there, yeah, it's very unlikely that any founders draw a salary for the first couple of years. And that's why I have a full-time job.
Well, for entrepreneurs who are listening in and they want to succeed, they're inspired, they want to succeed as well. But in this space, the edutech space, which is quite particular, there are lots of competitors, I'd say, in this space. So what do each of you think is key? Isli, let's start with you.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the most important things is really being open to feedback and changes. You know, this whole tech space, not to mention the edutech space, is really fluid. It's going to, you know, constantly change. And, you know, we're definitely going to have to make continuous amendments to our app or to any of the plans we have in order for us to cater to the needs of different households in Singapore or, you know, even when we do expand to other places. We are constantly speaking with parents of different ages, speaking with the partners in the space and even kids, you know, speaking with my sister's kids, 3 years old, 5 years old, just to ask them what they enjoy about their classes.
Yeah, what do they go for nowadays? I mean, what is the whole range of classes out there? What stands out for you that's new and different that kids want?
So I think that we have classes that, you know, we haven't heard of before, like slime making, coding, or even Roblox. And I think that's so interesting to know that there are classes out there that teaches, you know, not just any old school, you know, education kind, but a lot of hands-on where kids can actually learn things, you know, beyond school.
A fun time to be a kid. All right, Jermaine, for entrepreneurs listening in and they're inspired, they want to get their own ideas off the ground. What do you think is key?
Well, to me, I think about a year into this, a good mentor or several good mentors who've been through a similar process and can kind of guide you in the right direction. I think that's very, very important. Mm-hmm. As an entrepreneur, you need to look at your market, right? You need to look at how you can cater to different segments of the market, not just the wider market. So for us, I think even though we're looking at the wider market to start off, in the near future, we even have plans to acquire partners in the special needs space. Mm. And this is kind of an easy way for parents of those with special needs to get the education that their child needs, you know, for cognitive growth, social development. And that's really something that is at the core of the business, something that we have planned to do. So as an entrepreneur, try to understand your market well.
So the app has already been launched. Can you give us a sense of the take-up rate, the reaction to it so far, Jermaine?
Yeah, so far it's been going great. If you want to check out the app, all you got to do is to go on to either the Play Store or the App Store and search Hop App SG. And it's called Hop App because we allow them to hop between different activities, right? So like a little bunny, that's our mascot.
All right, well, we'll check in on the app perhaps in the months ahead. But in the meantime, we can hear your drive and I wish you both good luck.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Jermaine and Isley, Jermaine Leonora Tan, Isley Lim, they're both co-founders of the app we've been chatting about today. It's called the Hop App.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.